Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Hi there, this is Tom, Lou and Jack for More Radio Breakfast. Welcome to our podcast channel. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading the best of February. And what a month we've had, hey team.
Yeah, February's been a busy month. You know, lots of stuff has come and gone. Valentine's came and went. Lou's birthday came and went. There was roadmap. There was homeschooling. Tom finally turned into a man.
Well, I bought a chainsaw, if that's what you're referencing.
Yes, and what a machine it was. But you also bought the hook that you can hang it off of your belt on.
I did. Lou, if you ever want to borrow that.
What, the chainsaw, yeah, or the hook?
Well, both. You just look cool. You don't have to use it. You just look good.
You haven't used it. You just wander around hoping you look cool.
Oh, I've hung it off my belt, off my utility belt, but I haven't actually used the chainsaw yet.
Tommy, he put it on his belt to go and have a chat with a neighbour.
Yeah.
So the neighbour, Tom's neighbour's out the front doing his hedges, and Tom goes, oh, Max, I'm just going out. He puts his belt on, hangs his chainsaw off, and goes out and says, Norman, what are you using now? I just got myself this, the X4257 by Caterpillar. You know what I mean? Just, it doesn't become you, brother.
My chainsaw appears in this month's Best Of podcast. That's coming up.
But listen, we should do a Christmas calendar this year of Tom in various poses with his chainsaw.
Yes, we should.
Yes. We're going to do that.
A Tom Evans calendar.
Yeah, Tom Evans More Radio for charity.
Tom the Lumberjack.
Yeah, one T and one C. That's what we should call it, for Tom and Chainsaw.
All right, calm down. This is a good idea and I'm all up for it because I feature heavily.
Yeah, dust off them. You know what you look good with? Yeah. Denim shorts, but like workman boots, but with thick socks just coming over the top of them.
And then you need like a checked shirt, but you can tie it in a knot at your waist.
Oh, yes. You look like Daisy Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard.
All right. Listen, we've got the best of the last month, best of February podcast for you. So please do enjoy it. Lou, please, you have the honour this month of introducing the podcast.
And here is the podcast.
Quality stuff.
Thanks.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Mumsnet is a great website. It's not one I often frequent, I have to be honest with you.
Right.
But there's some brilliant stuff on there. And a load of mums have very cheekily posted some pictures of their kids' love letters that they found when tidying up their bedrooms. So I've got three kids' love letters here ahead of Valentine's Day. Would you like me to read them for you?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. All right. These are so sweet. Let's get some lovely... Should we get some proper music to set this off? Okay. Here we go. This is from Katie, who's 9 years old, to David, who is 9 years old. Okay. The title of the letter says, "Don't show anyone."
it always was as well, wasn't it?
Katie to David. David, I really, really want to go out with you. Cheryl and Cindy are mad at me, and that's why they told you I don't like you. I really do like you a lot. Are we still going out? Yes or no? Please tick or circle the one and give it back to me or Becky or me if you see me first at break. During break, I was watching you play basketball. You're really good. I'm really good at basketball myself, but most of the time I just like to walk around with my friends. Love, Katie.
That's nice, isn't it? I love a tick box. It's like a little worksheet.
She's really put herself on the line.
Well, she does, Katie. Yeah.
This one is from Daniel, who's 8, to Poppy, who's also 8. Do you like me? That was it, right?
Don't hang about, Daniel.
That's not it, is it?
The reply came from Poppy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, it was.
Hi, Daniel. I don't know until I'm 18. Also, I'm angry at you, and I'm not talking to you today and tomorrow. P.S. all day. P.P.S. the day will be over at 3:15 because I have gymnastics.
Oh, they're just brilliant. Oh,
so innocent. Do you want one more?
Yes. Right, yes. One more. Yes.
This is from Julian, who's 8, to Wendy, who's 8. Okay. Dear Wendy, I know this is weird, but I do like you. Aww. I didn't want to tell you because you will hit me in the middle, just like you had last time.
Julian, get out of there.
Yes, run for your life.
I got something for you. I hope you like it. If you do like me, I will take care of you.
Aww.
If you have a boyfriend, then that is fine. I will not be sad. But I will buy you whatever you want, even 100 pairs of shoes. Wendy, please think of the shoes.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
There's new research out saying that us Brits are pretty bad when it comes to swearing. We're a nation of potty mouths, up to 14 swear words a day. Jack's probably a little more.
Yeah, I do have a potty mouth, but I think it's just where I came from. My mum and dad didn't try to not swear when I was growing up, so I picked it up from them, I think.
So we need a swear word that we're allowed to say on the radio. And one, you know, in front of the kids, it's hard as well. So we're creating a new swear word on the show this morning that you can say in public in sensitive situations and you won't be lambasted for it, okay? Mm-hmm. So we've each come up with a new word. Who would like to start? Should I go first?
Yeah,
we just confirm this isn't. You don't call someone this. It's an expression if you drop something on your foot.
Yes.
Or you stub your thumb in the door.
Mine transverses both. Here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mine too.
Dropped foot and someone's an idiot.
Okay.
Pruckling. It's
nice,
satisfying to say.
Yeah.
Could be our new swear word on the show. Pruckling.
Yeah.
Pruckling. It's a little bit cute. Oh, you little pruckling.
It is, yeah, because it sounds like duckling.
Ah.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
The ling.
Pruckling.
Lou, what you got?
I have got spick.
Ooh.
Spick.
I'm thinking.
That's quite good.
Spick it.
Yeah.
You just plain spick. Spickhead. You spicking spickhead.
If you've had too much.
But also, if somebody catches you saying it, you say, oh, I'm just saying how spick and span it is in here.
Right. If you've had too much to drink, you could be absolutely spicked.
Exactly. Yes, you can.
Yeah. I quite like it, Lou.
Spicked.
Jack.
Mine was, so I've just dropped it, ready? Scarrots!
You've just taken carrots and put a sock on the front.
Well, I wanted to use Scaramanga, but then I remembered he's a Bond baddie.
Yeah.
And it's also Scaramanga, isn't that in Bohemian Rhapsody?
Scaramanga, yeah.
All right, so use scarrots to me. If I'd done something bad to you, what would, let's change it up a bit.
Right, so, okay. Oh, scarlets, Tommy, that really hurt.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, see, it works, didn't it? Yeah?
Okay.
It sounds like something Tom would
say. You
do
this, Right, you do this. Well, what song we got coming up? Ah, scarlets, I can't see the thing. Right. Scarlets, I think, is working.
So, pruckling, spick, or scarlets?
Scarlets.
Oh, that's quite good.
Yeah,
they're all very different. Right. I think there's room for all of them.
Put it to the public. Hey, listen,
The rudest, though? Let's rank them.
Well, yours was by a mile. I mean, you turned into a woman I've never even met before when you were giving us them examples of it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Do you ever feel when your phone is to do an update, it's like, oh, a bit of a gamble. Is it going to be okay when I wake up in the morning? Because sometimes things go a little bit wrong with updates, don't they?
On your phone, did you say?
Well, just generally. But I always worry when it says it's going to do an update overnight. I'm like, oh, fingers crossed it still works in the morning.
They say, oh, hour and 38 left. And you're like, oh, gosh.
I worry when I have a smart TV, like many of you. I worry when it does it on that because I don't want it to hurt my telly.
I thought you were going to say lose some channels. Well, this is brilliant. So these are some robots. Have you seen these robots that just scurry around your house on their own? They're little robot Hoover things.
Yeah, they're good, they are.
They're very good, except they've done a software update and people across the whole world are reporting that their robots sort of got drunk and they're like stumbling around, bashing into furniture. They've lost their memory because they memorised the layout of your house.
Yeah.
And that's how they work. But they've just like, it's all been wiped. And they're just like little drunk robots just like pottering around going,
you're
going
to come down in the morning and find a load of miniatures all over the floor and a bra. Yeah.
Drunk robots would be funny. Because normal robots are funny enough, but drunk ones would be brilliant. Hello, yeah. I really fancy you. Would you like to go home back to my place?
Sweet Caroline.
Because I never felt so good.
So good. Is there anything we could do if we've got one of these robots? A lot of people have.
Give them a kebab. Yeah.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
The knock-knock joke faces extinction, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear, what a shame.
Well, yeah, most of the under 30s have never heard of it, apparently.
Really?
And 3/4 of all age groups reckon it's no longer funny.
They are a bit annoying, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean...
But there's some good ones.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
No, but that's like the good one. Like, knock, knock. Who's there? You're a poo. Yeah, no, you're a poo. And there's some good ones.
How old are you, Tom?
Well, he did say he went to Woolworths a minute ago.
Did you know that Shakespeare is to blame for the first ever knock, knock joke?
Really?
It was in Macbeth. It's like someone, drunken doorkeeper, knocking on the door, and it was all kicked off from there. So it was a Shakespeare thing. Ooh. Anyway, listen, do you want to hear something really cute? my six-year-old daughter, Amelia, like many kids do, is going through a phase at the moment of just making up knock-knock jokes.
Oh, these are the best. Yeah.
All right. And if I'm honest, none of them make any sense.
And kids do this.
They do, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, Eddie had a phase of it. And you laugh, but then you're thinking, Eddie's my youngest. You're thinking, yeah. Ed, dude, we need to work on your comedy.
What's that?
Yeah. Didn't you have a Twitter account that was full of them at one point, Jack?
Oh, one of my favourite Twitter accounts, Kids Write Jokes. Yeah. Just amazing.
So yesterday, Amelia and I were prepping veg for Sunday lunch. And I said, look, I've got my phone out and I recorded our conversation.
Oh,
I said, give me your best three jokes. She started off with a knock-knock joke and then it went off piece. Would you like to hear this?
Absolutely.
Yes.
This is so cute. Here's Amelia and her favourite three jokes. All right.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Candle.
Candle who?
Candle, you go away.
I don't get it.
Like, can you go away?
Oh, right. So can you, candle you. Yeah. It's not that strong, is it?
I don't understand. What are you trying to say? How does a tree go online?
I don't know. How does a tree go online?
It logs on.
Oh, no, that is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you make that one up?
I think so. What did the man say when he went up to the bar?
I don't know. What did the man say when he went up to the bar?
Give me a whiskey. I just broke up with my wife.
Oh, my goodness. It's dark.
Out of the blue. Out of the blue.
Is your six-year-old an alcoholic?
Wow.
Here's to the ones that we get. Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
We mentioned yesterday on the show that Princess Eugenie and her husband Jack have had a baby boy. The bookies' favourites here, Arthur, James or Frederick.
Boring!
They are boring. Now, what's interesting, actually, is that there's an article here on about how parents are giving babies made-up names to help give them a sort of a unique identity on social media. This is the latest fad.
On social media? Oh, stop thinking about social media when you name your kids.
I know. Maybe this is the way the royals will go. So names such as Renlow, Mavery, Elizabeth, Jaspin. They're popular ones.
It's just
wow.
Stupid,
so you're taking two names and smushing them together.
Yeah. Like Brian and Mark would be Brock.
Or you two would be Jam.
Jom.
Jam.
Jom.
Jam. Jom. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be
Tack.
Lou, we'd be Jew. We'd be Jewy.
Or we could be Lack.
Lack?
Yeah.
What would me and my wife be? Sack.
Tom, we're two or Lom.
Tom, yeah.
You've been Norwegian, isn't it?
You and Max could be Tax, which is really ironic because it's something your dad hasn't paid in about 30 years.
Oh,
he comes across white and white, nothing but a common criminal.
Let's not do me and Pete.
What are you and Pete?
Poo.
Oh, Lou and Pete, a poo. Lou and Pete, a poo.
All right, this is more Radio Breakfast with Tax, Poo and Sack.
Yeah, you know it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Rufus Shaka Khan, Ain't Nobody on More Radio Breakfast. This is The Rewind. 1984 is the year we're focusing on today.
Let's play the birth game, shall we?
Okay.
And we like to do this when we go back far enough. I give Tom and Lou here the first name of someone famous that was born in this year. They have to buzz in and they give me the surname as quickly as they can. Let's start with someone easy. 17th of January, 1984. Calvin.
Lou.
Lou.
Harris.
Is the correct answer. Come on, Tom. Amazing game. 12th of July, 1984. Gareth.
Lou.
Tom. Lou.
Gates.
Is the right answer. 2-0 to Lou.
What were you going to say?
Bale?
26th of September, Keisha.
Tom. No.
Tom.
Sugar Babes.
I'll give you that. It's Buchanan.
Thank
yeah,
you.
We'll give you that. 16th of October, Shane.
Tom.
Lou.
Tom.
Cod.
It's the wrong answer. Lou.
The one from Westlife.
That doesn't know. That's the wrong answer.
Shane X Factor.
Yeah, I need the name.
Oh,
I need
Shane
the name. If you're in a hospital, you sleep on one.
Shane bed.
No. Come
trolley,
on.
Trolley.
No.
Shane.
Mattress.
No.
Sheet.
Hello, could you put me through to my mum, please? She's on
ward.
Yes. Yeah. My tool. This is the one. Whoever wins this takes the title.
Could you put me through to my mum?
Born on the 27th of October, Kelly.
Lou.
Tom.
Lou.
Clarkson.
Is the wrong answer.
Oh.
Tom, this to win it.
Kelly.
Yes.
Ryland.
It's the wrong answer. It's 2-2, which means I've got to do another one. Born on the 15th. It's Osborne. Born on the 15th of September. Prince.
Tom.
Yes.
Nassim.
No.
No.
Yes.
Jackson.
No.
Oh, Harry.
Yes. No.
Hi, can you put me through to my mum, please?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
This has caught my eye this morning. The Beginner's Guide to 50 Shades Style Nookie.
Oh,
I'm looking at this now. It's nice to try new things, isn't it? I mean, Lou and Peter are very experimental. Tom, not so much. But I think we should all have a go at this. There's some really interesting tips on here. If you're going to try this stuff, it's very important that you do it safely. And what I want from you both now is it says you have to have a safe word. And it says the safe word is what you say if you want play to cease immediately. Immediately.
Yes.
So what would your safe word be, Lou?
First word, just whatever, go.
Kumquat.
Kumquat, very good. Could be misinterpreted for something else, but go for it. Tom, what would your safe word be?
Canoodle.
Canoodle? Well, that's encouraging more canoodling.
Oh, yeah, I've got
Think
that
wrong. Think about it. Safe word, go.
Findlewongle.
Findlewongle? Yeah. Wow, very nice. Isn't it? That's actually two words. Do you want your findle or your wongle?
I'll have another one then.
Okay, go.
Sick. I don't like being put on the spot.
Sick, Maxine, sick. Maxine,
Lieutenant Naughty, I said
stop it, it's sick. You've hurt my finger, Wongle.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I've had a text coming here. This is from Josh, who lives in Rustington, 82222, starting his message with the word more. This is for you, Lou.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying, we all know that Lou, she was talking about it yesterday, got heavy snow in Heathfield.
Yeah.
Have you seen your rat? Your pet rat?
Why would I have?
Because you often see him. You've got rats in your house.
Actual
wild rats. What did you call him?
Rathalan. It was just the one. He wasn't in the house. He was in the garden.
Well, Josh is saying, have you seen him? Do you know if he's okay in the snow?
Well, you know what? I haven't seen him for about 6 months. And about 4 months ago, there was a rat sadly deceased on the road in front of our house. So we are a little concerned for him anyway.
Well, we do know that Rathalan has a sort of timeshare, doesn't he, in Menorca? So I wonder if he's out there at the minute.
I think we need to all just accept the fact that the rat on the road was probably Rathalan.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Goodbye, my friend.
Really gonna miss your little ratty face, your ratty paws.
It's not the end.
Really gonna miss your little ratty babies on the porch.
So glad you visited and dwelled in my garden.
You were so rude about when it was alive.
Shut up, rat killer.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Right, I have scientific breakthroughs here. And this is not COVID related.
Okay.
This is something different. Korean scientists, this is incredible, have developed a brain implant with LEDs the size of grain of salt. Okay,
right.
So tiny. Which could control our moods via a smartphone.
That's a good idea.
So the light emits messages to the brain's neurons, and it essentially via an app, you could change your mood or your other half's mood.
Well, listen.
Well,
the first thing that comes into my mind is I will be whacking Salon to Randy mode every chance I get.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Give us your
whacking
phone, babe.
Whacking Sal onto Randy mode. Listen to yourself.
I think when the scientists were developing the app, they didn't have in the meeting decide on, right, what should we have? Randy mode, moody mode. Yeah.
Happy, moody, Randy. Let's have a takeaway. Husband is right mode.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Meet Aura with your song on More Radio Breakfast for Monday morning. Hope you're good and you're braced for Mr. Johnson tonight. That's the Prime Minister, it's not a metaphor.
That's a horrible thought.
Braced!
Are you ready, love? News coming in from America, filtering through, that in the last week, three people from Cuba have been rescued from a desert island. In the Bahamas, this is after their boat went down and they had to swim a mile. Luckily, they could see land. Anyway, they were there for a couple of weeks on their own. They managed to wave down a US Coast Guard plane that happened to be doing a routine patrol, which is really lucky. They lived on conch shells, rats and coconuts for 33 days this was.
What?
Their boat capsized. We've all seen Castaway with Tom Hanks. This is proper stuff.
I would be superb on a desert island. I would be a really good shipwreckerer.
Do you think?
Yeah,
shipwreckerer.
Man. Defo. I'll be there, you know what I mean?
Why? Sell us your skills.
Well, because I'll be fermenting fruit to make alcohol. I'll make a fire and just sit around there singing songs, drinking some fruity booze.
If us three were shipwrecked...
Yes. I think we'd be quite a good combination, actually.
But what'd you base that on, Lou?
Because we're quite a good combination.
Yeah, I think good.
Different skills.
Right, listen, we all know what my role would be, hunter-gatherer. Yeah. Lou can be a cook and like a motivator. I can't see what you're doing there, Tommy.
Entertainment officer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Come on then, time for juggling.
How long do you think it would be until Jack makes a pass at Lou?
Oh, a couple of hours.
Lou! Jack, we're on the plane back to the mainland.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
It's International Make a New Friend Day.
Oh.
Which is not easy to do in this time of lockdown.
Well, the internet's a wondrous place.
Maybe online. Just befriend someone I don't know.
You know, some of the dating apps have friendship options.
Now that's a nice little function.
Yeah, so Bumble, which is where I met my Pete.
Yeah.
You can sign up to Bumble and just find friends.
I think you're dying. I mean, look, is that not a bit of an odd look? Listen, you're really, really fit.
Well,
I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that we could... I mean, I'm seriously attracted to you. But at the same time, I just want to be your friend.
Well, no, you're on the wrong app, Jack.
Well, what app should I be on?
Well, the friendship one is literally for friends. Like,
Lou, if a guy befriends you on that app, you'd think, oh, is he on here because he's coming through the friend route, coming in the back door, so to speak?
Sorry.
Well, there's different apps for that, Tom. No, but it's a very, very, worthy question. In
you know what I mean?
Could he be doing I'll start off as a friend and then I'll make her fall in love with
me. It's too long-winded. No, I think if you want that, you go to the actual. You probably go to Tinder, to be honest.
Yeah, Tinder apparently is not really a dating app. It's just a hookup app, isn't it?
Well, it varies. But...
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's Make a Friend Day today, so let's go make friends.
Okay.
But do it the right way, you know what I mean? Never try and make friends by coming in the back door.
What's wrong with Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Selena Gomez on the show. That's Lose You to Love Me, which frustrates me. I love the song, but it's grammatically all over the place.
We've just been having a bit of a debate over
if
it works or not.
Lose You to... It should be... I'm going to...
Yeah, it's not a full sentence.
I mean, what is it?
I will lose you. I have to lose you to love me.
That's what it needs to be.
Yeah.
Or I've lost you. Will you still love me?
No, it's not about you loving me. It's me loving myself.
Wait, lose you to love me.
Yeah.
I need to get rid of you, and then I can love myself. We're on air! I'm crying out loud!
It's just this generation coming through of new singer-songwriters, as talented as they are. Sort your titles out.
Sort your grammar out.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Let's put you two through some homeschooling, shall we?
Oh.
Obviously, it's still going on. I've spotted this today. The top 20 countries that people struggle the most to locate on a global map.
Okay.
Some of these are bad and people need to be ashamed of themselves. 53% of people couldn't find Canada.
Oh, I could do that one.
Oh, yeah, where's Canada, Lou?
America and up.
Yeah, America and up. There's other ones in there, like Australia. You know what I mean? How can you not know where Australia is?
Big one in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's the kiddie. Looks like a dog and a rabbit, doesn't it?
Does
so
it?
I'm going to give you, yeah, looks like a spaniel's head on the left and a rabbit's head on the right.
Oh, sure, okay.
Here we go. Right, let me give you one here. Tom, where is Poland? And when I say where is it, I want to know the country that borders it to the left and the country that borders it to the right.
Ooh. Germany to the left.
He's a good answer.
To the right of Poland, Slovakia?
It's the Ukraine, mate.
Yeah.
Lou, where is Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia. It's a bit past Turkey.
Where's Turkey, Lou?
Turkey borders Greece?
Yeah. Where's Greece, Lou?
Greece is under Macedonia?
Saudi Arabia is just off the northwestern tip of Africa.
I think Lou was pretty much there.
Where, Tom, is Nepal?
Nepal. So, you know, right, A23, Gatwick, right, Nepal is, it borders India, so if you can picture China, if you will, so to the right of a map, a global map, come bottom left a little, and then you've got the old Himalayas.
The Himalayas.
Yeah, it's India, China, Nepal,
Tibet. It's in between India and China, so you can have that. Lou, you want one more?
Go on then.
Lou, I would like you to tell me where... is Peru.
Peru? Well, that's South America, isn't it?
Yes, but the South America's a fairly big place, my love.
Yeah, somewhere I've not been.
All right, look at me through this window.
Yeah.
My body is okay. South America. My head at the top, feet at the bottom. Where is Peru? What part of my body?
Tummy button.
Oh, don't do tummy button and then lick your lips.
No, it's not on Tommy. Oh, that is disgusting. Lou, if you want to lick the fluff out of there, be my guest. No, Peru, he's sort of like at the top and on the left of South America.
So my ear.
Yeah, nipple. And if we could just confirm that Tom's body is nothing like South America.
It's a bit pasty.
Yeah, it's in fact more like the deserts of the Sahara.
Gritty.
Yeah, and dusty.
All right.
Particularly that belly button.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Shakira, Hips Don't Lie on More Radio Breakfast. We're doing the rewind right now, taking you back to 2006.
Yeah, and a sad year, 2006, because we lost officially, after it was taken off air, one of the great TV themes of all time.
Yeah.
We lost it. Lou, do you remember this?
Yeah, I totally thought it was Question of Sport.
Boom.
It is very Question of Sporty.
It is. I'll tell you what we'll do, Tommy, actually. Mm-hmm. Why don't I just take that back? I'm going to put you right on the spot here. Shut up.
Yeah.
Tom, hit us with some lyrics for Grandstand. Here we
go. There's lyrics?
Yeah. No, well, there isn't. But Tom can write a song on a dime. Watch this. Come on.
Oh, no. Okay.
One, two, three, four.
This is a show about sport. Don't you know about balls and tennis? Lots of nice things, including kings and queens.
Right, listen, there's only one thing we're going to do in the next talky bit. I'm going to find a theme tune and no lyrics, and I'm going to hit Lou Nash with
it. Let's go.
Oh,
God. Are you
ready? I just hit Tom, and he didn't know it was coming, with the Grandstand theme. Remember that? He had to put some lyrics to it. It was just an instrumental. And now I'm going to do it to Lou. So I'm going to play Lou an instrumental TV theme from this year. I mean, this is a show that's been around forever.
Can I have a kids' TV show?
No, you can't. I've already chosen yours. Oh. The reason this was making news is because one of its most popular characters was leaving to start a singing career.
Oh, right.
That singing career did not take off for an actor called Richard Fleischman, who played Craig Harris... in Coronation Street. Lou, hit us with some lyrics. One, two, three, four.
Right, okay.
Just take your time.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to finish in a minute, Lou.
Coronation Street is where we live. In that house over there, next to the pub. Coronation Street.
Turn it off. There's dogs all over Sussex putting their paws in their ears.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
It's Becky Hill and Shifty. Better Off Without You. That is a song about Jeff and his now... Sorry.
Mm. Yeah.
Jeff the dog.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
He's all right.
They're departed, are they?
Yeah, they've gone. He went out the door yesterday and he was a full man. And when he came back, he was missing a couple of M&Ms.
For those listening to the show that haven't heard this on yesterday's show and can't quite make out what we're talking about, Jeff had his testicles off.
Yes.
Oh, wow, he just came out and said it.
Yes, he did yesterday.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, testicles is an okay word to say on
oh,
the radio.
Oh, yeah, no, it's anatomical.
Banned. Yes. Yep. Balls is a bit slangy. I don't like using
Well, let's
that.
Not go through all of them, shall we?
He's 8 months old, you know what I mean? He's at that age. We had to get it done because he turned into some kind of sex-crazed maniac dog.
Did he?
But he went out, yeah. He's still got his table tennis paddle, but there's no ping and pong.
So what happens now? That means he'll stop doing the humping thing, which was all...
Well, apparently he will at a certain point, you know what I mean? But I've heard stories of some dogs that have had it done and they still go at it like a rabbit up a drain pipe, you know what
right.
I mean? I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, he can still... do things, he just nothing will...
he can't he's got no seed, is that right?
He's a eunuch,
right? He can't impregnate.
No, yes. So is it, well, hang on a minute, so does that mean he's not going to stop pumping things?
I think he'll still hump, he just can't impregnate.
Yeah. Oh, right. I didn't. So actually, is it very similar to what you and I have had done?
Yeah. You two and Jeff are one of the same.
So let me just ask. I don't know if Tom wanted me to let listeners know that he has had the snip. I just come out with that on air, mate.
I'm fine.
Cool.
I'm all intact, if that's what you mean.
Do you know what happened to me when I had the snip, Lou?
What?
It's a true story. Right in the middle of it, nurse said, I do love your show. I was like, come on, darling, not now. Do you know what I mean? Not now.
Not whilst you're holding that.
Yeah, please. Not when you've got Everest in your hands.
Everest!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
A little article here that crops up every now and again. I always find it quite weird how MI6, our top secret sort of service, advertise for jobs. You'd think they'd just sort of approach you secretly in a restaurant, wouldn't you? But here they are with another advert, MI6 seeking individuals with a diverse set of skills. Essentially, they're hiring an army of part-time James Bonds. So if you fancy that, you think you've got what it takes, then get in touch with MI6.
Can you work from home?
Well, I don't know, Lou. I mean,
maybe that's why they're advertising, because you can't approach somebody in a restaurant at the moment, can you?
I don't think you can take down an arms dealer from your comfort of your sitting room on Zoom.
Oh, sorry, hang on a sec. Hello? Yeah. Brussels. I'll be there by midday. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Brexit.
Sorry, that was no, it was Randy Squirrel, my boss. Just got to do a little bit of work later in Europe for the EU.
Randy Squirrel. Listen.
That is the name of some the agents. They all have names.
They have 00 numbers.
No, they don't. They all have names that are based on animals in a certain mood. That's Randy Squirrel. He's the boss.
Right. What's yours?
Hey, petulant penguin.
Excuse me. Phone.
You just made that ringtone up, Tom, because you're not a real spy.
Hello. Yeah.
Who was that?
Okay. All the best. Bye-bye. Sorry about that, guys.
Who was it?
Horny Moose.
Yeah! I love Horny Moose. I haven't seen him for ages.
Ridiculous.
Lou, give us an animal spy name.
Tired Donkey.
Yeah.
That sounds like a real go-getter in the world of espionage, doesn't he? Old Tired Donkey.
Who's on this important case? We got Tired Donkey on it, sir. Oh, my God.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
How's this for a headline? Wayne and Colleen Rooney's next door neighbours planning to build a sheep sex clinic.
Well, I mean, I could speculate about what one of them is, but I might get in trouble. What happens at one of them then?
Well, they make sheep pregnant. They're trying to breed fancy sheep.
Is it just a farm then?
Yes, it sounds like.
Sort of, but it's got a laboratory.
Oh,
how
right.
do you get sheep? How do you get sheep? Like, to Randy, what do you put on them? I mean, like for us, you know what I mean. You might watch a nice romantic film or go out and have a nice romantic meal. What was it for a sheep?
I know.
Go on. Oh, they're like jazz today.
Yeah. They pump that in, right?
Right.
With like the nice scent of lavender and light a few candles. This is what happens, and then.
I wonder what.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad to live next door to, does it?
I was going
to
say, I wonder what a seductive bar sounds like. Again, if you've just turned on for the first time ever, welcome to More Radio. We practice sheep seducing each other.
Can you tell us anything else, Lou?
Well, not especially, other than the fact that it's right next to, you know, we've chatted before about the Rooney's ridiculously fancy mansion.
Yeah. It looks like a supermarket.
Don't forget that they're Scousers if they live next door to the Rooney's.
Meh!
meh, meh, meh.
Meh. Okay.
Sheep with accents.
If you've got any more sheep with accents, drop us a text and we'll call you back.
Tom, do a Welsh sheep.
Mahoy!
Meh. Meh. Meh.
Okay, let's get back some more serious stuff in a second. No, let's do more sheep.
Mahoy regional animals is what we're doing next. We're going to hear from a hedgehog from Dudley.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
We mentioned Christmas trees a minute ago. The final 2% of the country will be taking them down today, apparently. Kathy in Ringmer still got the top half of her fake tree up in her kitchen. Like
what?
As a mini tree. That's what she does. She takes the main bulk of the tree down and then the top half bit where the star goes on a kitchen cabinet, and then at Easter she'll hang eggs on it.
Well, that's I think that's just odd behaviour. Yeah. I don't think that's the behaviour of a woman who's in her right mind, if I'm honest.
I think it's quite nice.
What about after Easter?
Well, then it goes away, I guess. I mean, well, no, I don't know, she hasn't said.
Is she going to keep... What goes on in June? Tennis balls?
Well, look, I can give you a number.
You like that one, Lulu?
I do.
What goes on in the summer? Little bottles of sun cream?
Yeah, nice. How about what's in October?
Pumpkins?
Keep going, Lou.
September, you will put on there some textbooks because it's back to school time.
Sure, and November.
November, obviously, little bangers.
Hey!
Yeah. You give me any month and I'll tell you
May.
What to hang on a tree.
May,
you hang up days. May days. Bank holiday, hang up some banknotes.
Okay. You lost it a bit of the air then.
I did better than you ever would, though. Oh my
God. So aggressive over trees.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
So you know how we're buying a house at the moment?
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for you.
Confirm that's you and Pete, not the three of us. It's you and your fiancé.
Oh, imagine. Yeah, no, this is me and Pete. We're buying a house at the moment. It's very exciting. And when you buy a house, there's loads of like legal stuff that solicitors have to do, and you have to sign things and bits and bobs. And we got like a load of bits through yesterday. And Pete was just sort of skimming through before I got home, and he was sort of sending me bits and bobs about like little details. And he found something which is very exciting. It's an old house. And when you buy old houses, there's loads of like historic stuff still lingering in the paperwork.
Like who owns the fence on the left and that little plot of land at the back.
Exactly. Okay. There is a little plot of land at the back, but there is also a historic right to use the toilet to the rear of number 2.
Oh, yeah.
We're at the end of a little terrace, and there's like there was an outside toilet at the end of number 2, which was shared between the cottages.
And it's still there.
We've still got the right to go and have a wee in number 2's back garden.
So you can't tell us... I mean, don't tell us what number you are, but are you far away from 2?
No.
So you're 3.
So wait.
No, we're number 1, actually.
Can we just clarify this? The next door house has a toilet in the garden.
Well, it did back in the day. I don't know if it's still... There's still a brick structure. It's probably a garden shed now.
Right. But you have legal right to use that
shed. To go and have a wee in it whenever I fancy.
Regardless if there's a working toilet in there or not. Well, that's got to be where number 2's happened. Exactly. Out the way, yeah.
Do not upset me, neighbour. Because if you do, do you know what I mean? Richard III and all that. That's and they can come and use your loo?
Well, no, because there used to be one toilet that was shared between all the cottages.
I find that very odd. I'm just trying to think. I mean, I don't want to...
This is back in the day when you didn't have a toilet inside your house. Yeah, it was Victorian times.
Well, that's what... I just can't believe you can still go and just go and piddle in her rose bushes.
Every evening, Lou's going to be knocking on the door, and this poor bloke called Derek's going to have to move his train set so Lou can get in.
No. He'll be watching like TV and he'll this in the back garden. Derek, it's Lou. Chuck us some bog roll out the lounge window.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. it's coming. I bought something yesterday. It is the manliest thing I've ever bought. I'm scared and I question whether I am qualified to even use it.
Oh, it's not mine then. I was going to go hard hat.
You thought I bought a hard hat?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe some kind of World War II helmet thing.
Is it a scaffold tower?
Is it DIY related?
It's very much DIY related, yeah. A scaffold tower is quite manly.
Circular saw.
Close, you're getting there.
Oh, is there a blade involved?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have purchased my first chainsaw.
Oh, yeah!
Tom, that is a terrible idea.
No,
have
it's
you got
all right.
Have you got the appropriate leg wear?
Yes, I've got the trousers, gloves, helmet with attachable goggles. Let me tell you, I am going to be a man amongst men. I might change my name to Ted.
Oh, Ted is a good chaser.
Ted Evans.
8-22-22, start your message with the word more. What is the best manly name if you own a chainsaw?
Chad.
So,
you're now a lumberjack, is that what's happened?
It's a beginner's chainsaw.
Well, oh, yeah, you've got to start. What does that mean? Yeah, you have to wind it up.
It's only 18 volts and it's battery. But listen, it'll get through those twigs in the garden like no one's business.
Tom, have you bought a hedge trimmer?
No, it's a chainsaw. I've got some tree work to do. There's a manual that comes with it. I've got, you know,
there's
you
a man that comes with it.
A manual. Oh, look how excited I am.
Hello, I'm the man that came with your chainsaw. What have you been chopping down today, big boy?
I've got to do an online course.
I'm going to do an online
safety course. Is very important. But
right.
What it comes with, and I paid an extra $4.99, it's an accessory. It's a carabiner so I can hang it off my trouser belt.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, my wife is all over the place with the thought of it. I'm just going to rock into the kitchen and say, I need a sandwich and a cup of tea.
Oh, Tom, the really macho guy. He wants a prawn sandwich and a cup of tea, as opposed to real chainsaw dwelling men who come in and say, beer, chips, now.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Did we know this news? I missed this. You may have spotted it, but did we know that Pamela Anderson has secretly got married during lockdown?
Married for the fifth time.
Oh, that's nice.
To her bodyguard.
Oh.
That's a lot. It happens a lot, doesn't it?
Well, it's somebody you spend all your time with. I guess it makes sense.
That's why I never went into the bodyguarding industry. Because I'm happily married, I love my wife Sal, you know what I mean? I don't need people like, you know what I mean, Perry from Little Mix fawning all over me. You know, I just, like, no, I'm professional. That's why I gave up my career as a PPO.
PPO. I believe, and I hope I'm not causing scandal here, but Princess Diana had a relationship with her bodyguard.
Yeah,
did
true.
She not?
Yeah.
It happens.
It does.
I wonder who Boris's bodyguard is. A man called Wayne from Kaikumbri.
Boris Johnson's a wonderful kisser, you know.
Do you remember when you were little, did you have any of those like knitted teddies or knitted dolls that like a local nan up the road would send for you or like you maybe your actual nan knitted for you?
No, I had a blanket. I don't know if my nan knitted it for me that I took everywhere with me, but my dad and mum threw it away when we was on a holiday in Tenerife when I was 15.
Uh-huh.
Oh, 15. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Lou.
Yeah, so like those, yeah, the kind of knitted dolls that, like, yeah, nans are pop, but I like making them. Well, this is super cute. This is some grandparents, Pat and Chris. They haven't seen their grandchildren since March last year for obvious reasons. So what they've done, well, and what Pat's done is she's knitted versions of themselves and sent them to the grandkids so the grandkids can give them a cuddle.
That's nice.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah, I'd rather have a few quid though, to be honest with you, Nan. You know what I mean? That's what Nan's all about, isn't they? They slip you a fiver when you go around, don't tell your mother.
If a Nan would like to knit a Tom, Lou and Jack, and maybe we could sell them for charity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Or if you want to send us some money, you can. No. That's what my Nan used to do when I was 8 or 9. Here's a fiver for some fags, don't tell your mum.
Other fags! Fags!
It's, oh my God, we Jaffa Cakes.
Get us 10 silk cut ultras, let's run it out.
I spotted this last week when I was off and I thought, oh, I'm going to save this for Monday morning. The boys will like this a lot, particularly you, Jack, I think. They're doing a load of roadworks on the A14 in Cambridgeshire at the moment. And they keep finding like some archaeological finds. They're quite excited by this. So they've got all these like experts in. And the other day they pulled out this massive millstone. And they didn't think much of it initially because it was just like a big lump of, I don't know, rock, whatever it is. And then they turned it over and found that somebody had vandalised it, graffitied it.
Oh.
And what have they drawn? And let's bear in mind that this is Roman. This is very, very old. You can't just like whip out a biro and do a little doodle. They've done a giant willy on it.
Wait.
But they've spent hours. I mean, that's carved. It's carved in. They've spent days, weeks carving a giant willy.
A Roman from thousands of years ago did graffiti.
I wonder why he picked that particular stone. And Lou's right. It would have taken forever.
Yeah.
Take it from me. You can't carve a willy in 5 minutes.
Yeah, Maximus Fenidius. Look what I've done.
Yeah, yeah.
Why have you drawn a pecker?
Yeah, Julius Cabulius. Guess what? Guess what?
Brilliant.
Is that Johnson?
Yeah.
There you have it. That is February's Best Bits podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And we'd love it if you could tell your mates as well. Leave us a little review. That'd be good.
Yeah, review it and share it. Because if you don't, it looks bad on us.
4 and 5 stars reviews. Please don't go under 4 because people, they're like, oh, why has it gone to 3?
Exactly.
And then they steer clear.
And if we find out it's you that gave us a 2-star review, Tommy's coming around with his chainsaw.
You know it.
He'll just stand and wave. He'll be there.
With his top tied in a knot on his belly button.
Listen, enjoy the archive of shows. If you're new to the podcast channel, flick through, give us a thumbs up. And we are back on More Radio Breakfast every weekday morning from 6. So see you there.
Tom, Lou and Jack, the Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.